Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
Time now for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KACT. As always, our Insights into Insurance program brought to you proudly by Americana Insurance right here in Albert Lea. Mike Whitus, along with Tom Sorensen. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing well. I should call you Grandpa Tom is what everybody tells
yeah.
me I should call you.
Yeah, G-Tom or something like that, yeah.
G-Tom and Wyatt doing okay?
Wyatt is doing great, yep. Just got a picture of him, and I was up north, and I started a tackle box for him.
Oh,
he's cool. Only a couple weeks old, but now I've started a tackle box up north for him. So I already got some things that I had extra in my tackle box. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to make a Wyatt tackle box. So.
And you were accusing your wife of kind of hiding gifts once Wyatt was born. So now we can accuse you of hiding stuff in the tackle
there you
box.
Go. That's right, exactly. So
all
you
right.
bet.
Well, that's good to hear. And Tom, you know, Suzanne mentioned it a couple of weeks ago in their inquiry and about injury and liability on one of the shows. So
yep.
we're going to touch base on another topic.
Well, she kind of touched base on the injuries, sports injuries. Okay,
yeah.
She was talking, and she just, that's kind of how she started in the show, and then what happens with liability and things like that with the. People that get injured at their home location and that, but I thought, you know, I think it would be kind of fun for our listeners to hear what are the top 12 sports injuries, okay? And the reason why we do this is we obviously offer medical, individual and group medical insurance in our office, and so that ties in with it, and then also, too, the liability coverage on your homeowners or your farm or whatever if kids were to get hurt. So that's what we're looking at. So
and throughout the show here, we'll kind of give you the list, but and we'll kind of maybe run the gamut, Tom, as far as maybe professional
yeah.
side, the casual weekend ball player that likes to play softball and they're too old to swing the bat, or even our youth sports players.
Well, they're professionals. They understand the risk, okay? But the professionals, they still receive a paycheck if they're hurt, okay? And their team will pay for all the medical costs. And what else they get? They also get the top-notch treatment, okay? They are a valuable piece of, I hate to say it, property. I mean, that's what it is almost, is these athletes are hugely important to the team, and so that's, they get the best coverage, they get the best treatment, they get everything the best. So you got those professionals. Well, then you got the weekend warriors, which some of them can be very, very great athletes. Actually, my past history, I played softball with some tremendous athletes, former D1 athletes that we traveled the nation around. We played high level, and that was my life. So, however, their employer is probably not going to pay them if they get hurt, and the medical bills are on yourself. And the players or whoever, I'm just talking softball, but it could be anything that people play. You might have medical insurance, but a lot of people have high deductibles of somewhere between $6,000 and $10,000.
Yeah, and that can even fall into like the Grizzlies football here in Albert Lea.
Exactly.
They can
exactly,
be in that weekend
yeah.
warrior.
Well, and again, I have no idea somehow if that league or whatever offers any type of medical insurance. I have no clue. I haven't talked to anybody about that. But, another group here is youth. Maybe they don't need to worry about their paycheck, but the rest of their life health could be jeopardized by sports injuries. So, again, I'm not doing this show to try to tell people not to play sports. I'm just trying to show and tell people, kind of educate them, because I thought it was kind of interesting of what is the percentage of who, what is the top 12 sports that gets injuries in the United States.
It's more or less, folks just need to be cautious, obviously, with the younger K-5 kids that like to go out and play that baseball or T-ball, make sure that they have the helmet. And I know the coaches do a great job around Albert Lea and Fremont County of teaching not only good sportsmanship, but making sure they're aware of other individuals on the team. They're not swinging the bat when there's somebody walking around. So we're not cutting down those volunteer coaches that do a great job.
No, right, exactly. So we'll start into the list of sports here, and at number 12 is volleyball. That makes up 2% of overall sports injuries in the United States. And then we drop down, there's three of them tied for ninth. Okay, so we go from 12th, and then there's three sports that are tied for ninth. Fishing is 3%.
And I know when we were visiting with Suzanne, she's like, I don't know why fishing is on there, but you're a fisher person, and so, you know, someone's casting and not paying attention, and that hook gets caught in the back neck of somebody.
You can totally understand why that's on there. yep, exactly, Mike. You are completely right. Skating is 3%. Now, that's not hockey. That's just skating is 3%.
Okay? Could be rollerblading.
Yeah, it could be. Yep. Lacrosse and rugby is 3% in the United States. Now, my guess, that might be close to number one over in Europe, okay?
Right.
Rugby is a huge, huge sport over there, okay? And here, very minimal players. It's catching on, both of them, as we speak, is getting bigger and bigger, okay? So that would probably be, will probably grow in size. Mm-hmm. Skateboarding. Now we go down to number 7 because we get a tie for 7. Is skateboarding is 7%. So any skateboarders out there, you got a 7% is the injury rate, in the United States for sports. Number 7 also tied with skateboarding is baseball and softball. They categorize them together at 7%. Number 5, so now we jump from tied for 7 down to we have a tie for 5th. And this one surprised me that swimming is so, well, I want to say high, as high it is 8%. And again, a swimmer could probably say, oh, yeah, I know why. You know, these are the things that you have to deal with. I can swim enough to drown like a rock, okay? Yeah. So my injury from swimming would be drowning. So that would be my injury. So swimming is 8%. And soccer is also at 8%. Again, I'm very aware of soccer. My son played soccer for many years, highly competitive soccer, and I know what happens in those soccer games. And people, a lot of people think that that's a non-contact sport. I can tell you, I have seen some games where, again, my son played highly competitive games where it was rough and tough and very, very concerning on kids getting injured, because you get some highly competitive teams, and the competitive juices flow. So number 4 is just other miscellaneous sports. So you take in all the other sports that, you know, I suppose tennis, things like that. And
badminton, that, pickleball, all of the other
right,
ones.
Yep, exactly. That comes in at 10% overall. Number 3 is football at 13%.
And so, when you said football at number 3, I thought for sure football would be the number 1% of sports with injuries.
You know, yeah, you would think so. But, again, I'm guessing there's reasons because of maybe number 1, there's more of it being played than football probably on a large scale. So that was number 3, and we have a tie for number 1, Mike. And again, bicycling, and the one that I wouldn't think would be up that high is 18%. You know, I've started riding bike the last couple of years, and I can see why. Man, if you hit that loose gravel and things like that, you really can go for a fly. You can go act like Superman pretty soon, you know, quickly. So, and then basketball, 18%. And why is that the highest among over football? I just think probably because anybody can play basketball. Well, I shouldn't say anybody. Anybody can normally play basketball, and there's a lot of it being played in neighborhoods and things like that. Where football, a lot of it is, you know, it's probably more organized than the basketball.
Yeah, and maybe a little older because, you know, I've got young children. They can ride their bike. You know, four years old, they're out riding their bike, and versus football, you don't see very many 4-year-olds playing football. So
no,
I guess that would kind of play.
That is a very good point. Bicycling, yeah, where you probably are correct. Yeah, you get a lot of younger drivers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was a menace on my bike when I was little, jumping ramp, you know. We used to jump people, Mike.
Oh, gee. Well, that was with your training wheels on.
Oh, you don't ever take those off?
You're supposed to. All right. Yeah. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Tom from Americana Insurance on our insights into insurance program here on KATE 1450.
Brad, let me introduce you to one of the most important people in Peytonville. She chooses Nationwide to help protect all the families, businesses, and dreams in town.
Seems like she's a local celebrity.
She's a local legend.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Americana Insurance Group, we know there are many coverage options out there. That's why we partner with Nationwide to help you find the best protection for you and your family's needs. Call Angela Callis, 553-6001 at our Wells location or visit AmericanaInsurance.com.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program here on this Saturday morning. Mike Whitus along with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. Tom, we're talking, we kind of went through the top 12 sport injuries from the professional, casual, weekend, youth sports, but now we
they're just so you know, they're all tied together. It doesn't matter what level they're playing at. And also, the other thing is severity. Does not talk about severity. This is only talking about actual injuries. Okay, so that's where that percentage comes in. So actually, if you add through all my percentages, it came to 100%. So,
and so, you know, as we're talking about these percentages, do you know where some of these injuries are actually happening?
You bet. Yeah, you know where the majority of them happen is at home in the driveway in the backyard, Mike. And you kind of want to know why. Well, you kind of touched on it earlier. Organized sports require protective equipment, okay? So, example, I was a coach in youth sports, and obviously we always preached of wearing protective equipment, and if somebody didn't have something on, we made sure they went and got it on, okay? Organized drills. We are doing organized drills that we feel, obviously you can always get hurt, but you want to do drills in an organized way so that it doesn't happen into an injury. You know what I'm saying? And so,
well, and a lot of parents will just say, hey, Johnny, go out and play. Go ride your bike.
Right.
You know,
right. Which is
different.
Great. Okay. Yeah. That, and we should have more of that happening. But the thing is, they aren't doing high risk things. So if you think about that when you're at home, what was I just saying? Yeah, we jump ramp over people, you know, on our bike. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't think if adults were there supervising that as a organized sport that would be happening, correct?
Correct.
You know, so just like at home, dunking, playing ball without, you know, dunking a basketball at home. Okay. Hey, look at this move. You know, I'm going to do this and try dunking a basketball. And all of a sudden they hit and they fall backwards on their head or play ball without helmets, et cetera. You know, there's what else is at home? Objects. Okay. Shoot, when we were kids, the trees were touchdowns, you know, and the houses were out of bounds, you know what I'm saying? And those are things that happen. And yes, we ended up, I got stitches from a baseball bat. Oh yeah, I lived in the emergency room, Mike, so.
Well, I played football in a neighbor's yard, and right after school, and it's a true story, Tom. The guy I tackled, who is my best friend, still is to this day, but he forgot to take the pencil out of his back pocket, and guess where that pencil ended up? In my leg. That's a true story.
Well, all I can say is I guess it could have ended up in worse places, you know, in an eye or something. But, yeah.
I still have the mark.
Things that, exactly.
So how can America help you?
Yeah, we can help them, you know, if you're looking at medical insurance. We got Angela and Suzanne that do our individual and group health insurance. And then also, you know, those are for the injuries and things like that where we can help out on that. So, you know, a lot of people just think we do farm and auto, you know, and home. Well, no, we do medical. We do a lot of it. And then we also do, you know, can help with the liability insurance. Just talking about those things. What if that's the neighbor? Well, what if you did that over at your neighbor's, which it sounded like you did, and there was serious injury there, okay, liability insurance. Well, let's just say you ended up getting that in the eye, okay, and you lose your eyesight. Well, there would be probably a lawsuit that could possibly happen there, you know. That's where liability insurance can come into play, and that's where we can also help you.
Be prepared with Americana Insurance here in Albert Lea, a local company. You'll talk to someone local by just a simple phone call away at 377-2000, or you can always send them an email, Tom.
Absolutely, at insights@americanainsurance.com, and keep bringing those listener emails to me.
Insights@insurance. What's the email again?
Insights@americanainsurance.com. Did I say it wrong the first time? I'm sorry.
I might have missed it, but we'll say it again anyway. And, of course, americanainsurance.com is the website you can find all kinds of information on as well. Tom, we'll let you go back to taking your training wheels off and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yeah, I figured I'd go out and dunk some basketballs now and maybe, and then do some ramp jumping here. So.
Well, at least have your wife raise the basketball hoop above the 3 foot, so you're safe.
I didn't tell you it was white basketball hoop, huh?
Yeah, exactly. All right. That's Grandpa Tom from Americana Insurance on our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning here on KATE.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.